This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Fady Bakhter, the President and Chief Commercial Officer at Petros Pharmaceuticals, a leading provider of therapeutics for men's health. And Mr. Bakhter, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
It's a pleasure. Good to be with you, Eric.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. I know you stay busy and we really appreciate your time. So if you would, for starters, give us a bit of a background on Petros, its core mission, and how you got started with the company.
Absolutely. So Petros found its debut in December of 2020, where it became a public company. And it evolved from a private organization by the name of Metuchen Pharmaceuticals. Metuchen Pharmaceuticals had an ED, erectile dysfunction, device portfolio, as well as a flagship pharmaceutical by the name of Stendra. And as Metuchen Pharmaceuticals, we had our sights set on a bigger vision, a broader vision, transformative vision in terms of men's health therapeutics, and caught the eye and attention of Neurotrope Biosciences. At the time, we courted each other and evaluated our businesses and realized there's great synergy in our reverse merger prospects, hence the December 2020 public company debut, which is now Petros Pharmaceuticals. And we'll dive into the greater details of what that all implies and what the value of Petros is in general based on that reverse merger and our prospects accordingly.
Fantastic, and thanks for the overview there. Most helpful. Now, tell us, what is in your current pipeline of developments right now? That would be some interesting information as well.
So currently, I'll talk about two significant categories. In our device division, we have longstanding industry-leading gold standards in terms of vacuum erection devices. These are essentially erectile dysfunction therapeutic devices that have been in the market for some time. They continue to be gold standards among physicians in the treatment of both erectile dysfunction therapeutics, but also for post-radical prostatectomy, for example, and the like. That is one division of device portfolios. We have about 6 to 7 devices in that portfolio, along with a number of accessories. In terms of pharmaceutical, we have Stendra. Stendra is a PDE5 inhibitor, same class of drug as Viagra or Cialis or Levitra, for example. We are the latest entrant into that marketplace, launched approximately 2000, I think officially 2014. The product was actually approved in 2012, and it's been with us for the last several years.
Certainly appreciate the report in those regards, and certainly some good information and exciting developments in the works as well in your pipeline. Now, if you would also give us a brief overview of the ED market and how Petros aims to bring new treatments to men's health.
Would love to. So the ED market, believe it or not, after over 2 decades, where since Viagra and Cialis have been on the market, it continues to be significantly underserved. We're talking approximately 30 million men suffering from erectile dysfunction in the US alone, and about 25% of them have actually sought prescription therapy. That leaves 75% of those 30 million men still undertreated and without access or with stigma. Whatever's holding them back, that's still a significant population that has not pursued therapeutic for, at least prescription therapeutic for their erectile dysfunction. That is significant. One of the things that we're doing and how we're addressing it is we're focusing on access. So let me say this significant flagship priority of ours. We'd love to take Stendra, which is a prescription ED medication, as we mentioned before, and potentially bring it over the counter, meaning no prescription required. That is unprecedented in this space. We'll talk about some of the tacit knowledge we have in-house, in our network, on our board, that can help get us there and really give us a fighting prospect to make that a reality. We want to increase access to high-value, worthwhile, prescription-grade erectile dysfunction medication to reach the masses. In addition, we have other products in our portfolio that speaks to Peyronie's disease, which impacts erectile dysfunction or erectile function in general. We have a partnership with Mass General to enhance our devices to better deliver therapy for erectile dysfunction. So a number of products in development and a significant transition from a prescription-grade medication to over-the-counter to increase access. All unique ways as to how we're looking to approach the ED market at large.
Yeah, certainly a fine report and a lot to be excited about as well. Today we're speaking with Fady Bakhter. He is the President and Chief Commercial Officer at Petros Pharmaceuticals, a leading provider of therapeutics for men's health here on eHealth Radio's Men's Health and Pharmaceutical Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, if you don't mind, also give us a brief overview of what differentiates Petros from others in the same category.
I think it's how we approach men's health therapy. We are a pharmaceutical company. We are a medical device company. But how we approach those modalities and those therapeutics is different. We focus on medication adherence, how well the patient will comply with the medication. We focus on access, how well can the patient access this medication, and unique dynamics such as prescription versus over-the-counter, in addition to all the basics of insurance coverage to copay amounts and copay programs, access is significant. And lastly, we look for those underserved areas. Peyronie's disease among them is critical. That is curvature of the penis. It's a fibrotic condition. It's due to micro injuries in the penis that occur over time, and the penis begins to present with abnormalities, sometimes deformities, curvature being pronounced among them. We approach that disease state and that condition. We realize that the only therapeutics available are highly invasive therapeutics. We're currently working on the first potential topical, non-invasive Peyronie's treatment. We think that's going to not only increase medication adherence, how many patients decide to act on their Peyronie's disease, but also the ability to start sooner versus waiting for it to calcify and the only option are a series of injections or surgery. We approach men's health in this way. We look to see what is practical for the patient, what's meaningful to the patient, and how we can get that therapy in that patient's hands with as little hurdle as possible.
One last question for you, Mr. Bakhter. What recent or upcoming milestones is the company working towards at this time? Maybe a little bit of an overlap of sorts, but talk to us about that.
Absolutely. We've been active on a couple of critical fronts, one of them being the OTC switch, the prescription to over-the-counter switch. We've been working with the FDA on that. We've done some of our own studies. We've established a draft label for over-the-counter use. We've done a label comprehension study. We're in communication with the FDA. I would be on the lookout for the recent and to come FDA feedback and then our next steps. We have self-selection studies in the queue. And then obviously we're trying to make our way to actual use studies and ultimately an NDA submission. So I would be tuned into our OTC roadmap and story and progress. It does take time. So I'll just urge everyone to keep that in mind. We may go through moments of silence, but it's because we are working very hard on the back end with FDA to make sure that we navigate this to the best of our ability. I would also look for our recent collaboration with Mass General. We're looking to validate their proprietary technology in our devices. I would look for updates on that technology development. And lastly, H100 for Peyronie's, I would also look for updates as to the CROs we select and some of the toxicology studies we look to pursue and FDA feedback accordingly. Those three arteries, I think, are tremendous catalysts for the organization.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you do on behalf of Petros Pharmaceuticals and for joining us here today and the difference you're making in this space. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we do conclude today?
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. I'll say that Petros Pharmaceuticals today is an emerging organization. It's easy to pass us. It's easy to dismiss us because we are so small. But what we're currently sitting on and what we're currently trying to do with credibility and with capability is tremendous. For those that have the vision, for those that see the vision, for those that want to join us for the journey, I think there is a significant upside to our organization and our stock. We are looking to change and disrupt several areas in the men's health space. Among them is prescription to over-the-counter erectile dysfunction therapeutics, never been done before in the space as mentioned before. That is significant. Additionally, to bring the first non-invasive topical formulation for Peyronie's disease as a candidate, as a potential asset, is significant. That's disruptive in that space. And then also to transform the devices of erectile dysfunction, what they do, how they diagnose patients, and how they monitor patients. These are significant transformative elements. I would say, if you see this vision, join us for the ride. I think it'll be a unique prospect.
Certainly appreciate the concluding remarks, and certainly a perfect place to conclude today. If listeners wanted to get more information on Petros Pharmaceuticals or to be in touch, where is the best place online to do so?
PetrosPharma.com for the corporate profile. If you'd like to also learn more about Stendra, I would urge you to visit Stendra.com as well.
And that certainly works, and we really do appreciate it. Again, Mr. Bachter, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on the Health Radio. It certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. Great to be with you.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Fady Bachter, the President and Chief Commercial Officer at Petros Pharmaceuticals, a leading provider of therapeutics for men's health. And once again, for more information, visit PetrosPharma.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.